Hello and welcome to the Daily Bread. Today is already February the 14th, 2024. We welcome you here to First is Kingdom Family Church, where we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. If you're looking for a confession to incorporate on your daily confessions, I pray you get a hold of that one. We say it every start of our service Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. If you are in the area, we encourage you to come out and join us in service. Come worship with us. Amen. Every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. In Round Rock. It's pretty easy to find. Amen. Again, we welcome you here. I welcome you. I say we thank you and appreciate you greatly. Those of you who continue to tune in every Wednesday evening for our daily bread, we can't say thank you enough. Amen. And if you are a new visitor, we encourage you to stick around. Amen. Get connected with us. Amen. First is Kingdom Family Church. Amen. First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. Again, all of those of our partners who continue to stay faithful to this ministry, we say thank you. On behalf of the pastors, I say thank you. Amen. As Pastor Jesse always says, we couldn't do what we do without you, so we never want to miss an opportunity to thank you for that. Amen. All of our mail-in supporters that every month, at the start of the month, you continue to show faithful in your tithes and your offerings and gifts for the church that we use for the missionaries around the world. Amen. We say thank you so much that you plant your seed into this ministry. We say thank you so much. Amen. I know a few Sundays back, I was talking with Pastor Rose before one of our Sunday morning services, and I told her, you know, the Lord was showing me that even though we look like a very, 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 very small church on the outside, we meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at the Baca Center, and even though we look small to those looking on the outside, the Lord was showing me that we are a big church. You know, folks might not see it, but here's where the Lord was showing me that all the finances that come in to First is Kingdom Family Church, we turn around and we invest those in missionaries around the world that the Lord has spoken to Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose to support them. So, we might look like a tiny little church here in Texas, but big picture is that God is using us and our finances to support missionaries around the world. Amen. And with that money that we are sowing into good missionaries, they are preaching the gospel in places that we would never have an opportunity to go. Amen. So just take a few moments and think about that. Amen. Think about that the money you send is changing lives across the world. Amen. The money that you send to us, we are sending to missionaries, and they are preaching the gospel where we can't go. Amen. But souls are being won for the kingdom of God. And amen. And that's the main purpose of this year, that we are trying to do more in 2024. Amen. Which means more finances that we can send to our missionaries. Amen. Why? To bring in the greatest harvest this world has ever seen. Amen. As our elder Grace says, we want to fill heaven up to total capacity. Amen. But we know that God has plenty of room. Amen. So, just a small little encouragement for you there, and a big thank you to each and every one of you. Amen. So, a couple of announcements before I share with you a small little devotional on this Valentine's Day. Amen. We are also on Instagram. So if you are out of state and you are unable to attend, amen, or if you live in another city and you're a little too far away to drive in from us, amen, we post our YouTube service, or should I say, we post our Sunday morning service on YouTube every Sunday evening, at least by 7 p.m. Amen. And all the information is on our website, but I'll give it to you also if you are interested in looking. It's when you go into YouTube, you can go into the little search section and just type in FHK church video. Amen. And you will see a little globe or a little picture of the world. And it says FHK church video. Amen. And we have all of our videos that we have started. Amen. Almost 9 months ago was our first post of our service, which was, the message was entitled, God is Love. Amen. So, if you are so inclined and would like to check us out on YouTube, amen, give the videos a thumbs up, amen, subscribe to our channel. That way, every time we upload a video, you are notified, amen, via YouTube, that there is a new video from us ready to watch, amen. Also, on Instagram, amen, we are trying to use all of our, all of the social platforms that we have, amen, to get the word out to the lost, amen. And of course, our Instagram, if you're on there, is fhkfc.insta. And every Monday, we post a scripture, amen, just to help you get set for a week ahead, amen. And then in our story section, we post a little daily scripture for you there. Amen. So if you are on YouTube and you are on Instagram, amen, give us a follow. Amen. So without further ado, let's jump into this Valentine's devotional that I have for you. Or as a bachelor myself, I like to call this day Single Awareness Day. Amen. It's nothing worse than the month of February when you're single, because all the ads are for chocolates, a lot of ads for roses, and I don't want to come across bitter, which I'm not. Amen. But this, everyone knows Valentine's is a special time for the husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends. Amen. Boyfriend and girlfriend time, you know, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to share with you not a natural kind of love, because how many of us know natural love can be a little fickle? Amen. I always joke with Pastor Rose. One of my favorite lines in a movie that I enjoy to watch quite a bit is Shrek, where the donkey goes, "Celebrity marriages, they never last." Amen. And if you are one of those folks who tends to follow the in couple, this actor is dating this actress, and da 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 da, how many times do you see that it doesn't really last? Amen. But how many of us do know that God's love for us never fails? It lasts forever. Amen. He was a true example to us to show how to spread God's love. Amen. So I might be getting a little ahead of myself, but let's dive into this Valentine's Daily Bread, shall we? And if you're taking down any notes or want to look up the scripture, the one scripture I'm going to give you this evening is probably one of the most famous scriptures that we know in the Bible, which is what? John 3:16. Amen? You always see it at sporting events, you know? People are always having a little sign behind the goalpost, amen? Or behind the basketball court when they throw a free throw, amen? Or behind the goal post in hockey, amen? But again, John 3:16, amen? It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen? That was John 3:16. And the small little title for this evening's Daily Bread is called God's Love Surrounds Me Daily. Amen? God's love surrounds me daily. Amen? Just take a few moments and think on that. Think on that sentence right there. Or should I say, think on that title right there. God's love surrounds me daily. Daily. Amen? Now, let's see what it has to say for us, huh? It says, "Father, this is the day," the world says, "is the day for lovers." How many of us know that? Today's Valentine's. The world says, it's the day for lovers. But I don't have to depend on just this one day a year. Amen? Did you catch that? It says, but I don't have to depend on just this one day a year. Amen? Why? Because I'm living in your love every day of the year. Amen? Because we are living in God's love every day of the year. Amen? Did you catch that? It says, "Thank you that your love encompasses the entire world." Amen? Thank you that God's love encompasses the entire world. And yet it is personal just for you and me. Amen? Did you catch that? It is personal. God's love is personal for you and me. Amen? It also says, "Father, you said if I would simply believe in you, I would not perish." Amen? That's what the John 3:16 says. It says, if I would simply believe in you, I would not perish. Amen? If we simply believe in Jesus, we will not perish. Amen? But have everlasting life. Amen? If we believe in Jesus, we will not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen? Repeat this with me. I believe. Repeat this with me. I believe. Repeat this with me. I believe. Repeat this with me. We're going to say it three times. Amen? Say, I believe. I believe. I believe. Amen? And finally, thank you for the faith that lets me believe. Amen? Thank you, Lord, for the faith that lets me believe. Amen? And finally, I receive your gift of eternal life, and I look forward to living with you forever. Amen? I receive your gift of eternal life, and I look forward to living forever with you. Amen? How exciting is that? You know? I know I comment a lot of times that I watch the news. If you've been listening to any of the Daily Breads that I have had the pleasure and opportunity to share with you, I mentioned during lockdown and COVID, there wasn't any sporting events. And man, my viewership of sporting events sadly turned to the news. And man, I was watching the news sometimes when I would get up and I wasn't looking after the pastors or helping Pastor Rose or helping Pastor Jesse. I would be tuned into the news. And it got a little over, how should I say, it got a little It got a little much, and the Lord started speaking to me that, you know, I needed to dial it down a bit, so to speak. Amen. But what I'm getting after is that even though things are looking very, very bad in the news, especially nowadays, amen, we can take joy in knowing that we have received Jesus' eternal gift of life, and we can look forward to living with Him in heaven forever. Amen? So I hope you got a little bit out of God's love surrounds me daily. Amen? Hope you got a little bit out of that. And with that said, I always encourage you before I leave with these words that I make this confession every day with them. Amen? Is that when you pray and confess the word over your life, every day you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? I always emphasize the last part of this, that God wants to be a part of your life in every area. Amen? How exciting is that? Amen? To know that we have a God that loves us so much that He wants to be a part of every area of our life on a daily basis. Amen? Now, we're starting something a little new around here. We are going to start giving a small prayer at the end of this, that if you are not a Christian and you might be listening in, that somebody invited you, somebody told you, hey, listen to this message, or you have somehow stumbled upon our website and you're listening in on this Wednesday on Valentine's and you might not be a Christian. Amen. Going forward, we are going to give the prayer of salvation at the end of this. We just want to make sure that if anyone might be lost or hurting and they want to come to know the Lord, we will lead them in a small little prayer at the end of our daily bread. Amen. Just to make sure no one leaves here like they came in Jesus' name, and that there's an opportunity for them to come and know the love of our Heavenly Father that He has for them. Amen. So, with that said, if you'd like to join me at home saying this out loud, amen, before I wrap this up, amen, just say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sin and invite you to come into my heart and my life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. It's as simple as that. Amen. If you said that prayer, amen, we have a section on here for praise reports, prayer request. Just click on it and just say, I said the sinner's prayer at the end of the daily bread, and I just wanted to share that with you. Amen. So we can rejoice and welcome you into the family of God. Amen. Speaking of that, if ever you need to get a hold of us, or you have a prayer request or a glory story, as our elder Grace always says, you have a good glory story and you'd like to share it with us, you can click on there and send it to us. Amen. We are always available. Amen. As I have mentioned in the past, Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose are like spiritual doctors. Amen. They're always on call. Amen. And we are always here to help you in any way that we can. Amen. So that's why that's set up there. If you have a prayer request, just drop it in there. Amen. Or if you have a praise report, we'd love to hear it also. Amen. So with that said, apologize. This might have went a little bit longer than I had planned. But how many of us know God knows what we need to hear and what needs to be said. Amen. So enjoy the rest of this beautiful Valentine's Day or Single Awareness Day. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your week. Amen. Keep up with Psalms 91. Amen. And God safeguard my household prayer. Amen. Have a blessed week. If you're in the area, come see us this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center for our worship service. You are invited. Invite someone to come with you. Amen. Our doors are always open. Amen. And we look forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday. Amen. Have a blessed rest of the week. We will see you right back here next Wednesday for another edition of the Daily Bread. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed. And as always, keep the pastors in your prayers. Amen. If you are going about your week, amen, and the Lord drops them into your spirit, bless God. Give them a prayer. Amen. They continually keep you in their prayers on a daily basis. Amen. So, as always, keep the prayers, keep the pastors in your prayers. Amen. They sense it, and they know you're praying for them, and they are praying for you as well. Amen. So, be blessed. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday.